Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Life on the Inside, stories from a Michigan prison. Today we kick off our week-long look at Michigan prisons by asking a fundamental question. What is the purpose of prison?
I think that most people think that at some core level, it's about returning people to society better than when they went in. But sometimes the vengeance feeling gets in the way, and we get a very mixed message in the way we run our prisons.
Later in the program, host Lester Graham speaks with Pulitzer Prize-winning historian Heather Ann Thompson. But first, there's been a lot of attention paid to Election Day 2020, the presidential race, but we want to focus on tomorrow's elections. For that, we turn to Zach Gorchow of Gongwer. So, Zach, there are no statewide questions on this year's ballot. Certainly, there are some interesting local elections. In just a little bit, we're going to turn to Steve Carmody to talk about the race for mayor in Flint, and certainly in Warren, Mayor Jim Fouts, everybody watching to see if he is reelected. But what about you? What kind of races are you watching most closely, or issues you're watching?
Well, I think probably the first big thing we're going to be watching are ballot proposals regarding authorization or prohibition of marijuana businesses. There are 10 communities with these types of proposals, 6 to authorize marijuana facilities in their jurisdictions, and 4 to prohibit them. There have been a smattering of these so far this year. This is all part of the marijuana legalization proposal that voters passed last year. It said that if enough people in a given jurisdiction wanted to bring a proposal before the ballot to authorize or prohibit marijuana businesses, they could do that. It was sort of seen as a safety valve if perhaps the public didn't agree with the direction of their city council or township board. There have been a few of these so far this year. They've all gone in the direction of against the facilities. But now with 10 questions all at once, there's going to be a lot of attention paid to see whether this is really a viable method to authorize marijuana businesses in a community.
And interesting, just to kind of get a sense of what people are thinking now that recreational marijuana is a reality, should we be expecting to see communities voting on this issue for years to come?
Depending on what happens on Tuesday, if all of these go against the facilities, I think you're going to see probably a sense that this may just not work, that just because a community may have voted in favor of recreational marijuana, and perhaps by large numbers, that there's going to be some hesitation to go forward. Now, having said that, maybe the feeling is, well, we need to try this at a general election in an even-numbered year when there's big turnout, that these lower turnout elections don't work in our favor. So I don't think it would be a total raise the white flag, but I think it would be definitely a damper on that idea.
Let's talk about school bonds. Ann Arbor asking for a huge bond for schools, $1 billion. Dearborn is hoping voters will approve a $245 million school bond. These aren't districts that we typically think of as having a funding problem. What do these asks tell us about the state of school districts and funding in our state?
You have to remember that our main school finance system, established under Proposal A of 1994, only deals with operations. It still leaves matters of infrastructure, meaning the buildings, to the local school district. And look, you know, there's a huge number of buildings that went up in the 50s and 60s, and they're falling apart. They're not in good shape. Ann Arbor, in particular, has some really old buildings that I think date back to the 20s. And so these are really sizable asks. The Ann Arbor one is the largest I'm personally aware of in the years we've been tracking this, though the Detroit Public Schools did have a $1.5 billion bond issue back in 1994, so it's certainly not the largest ever, but it is really big relative to what schools usually do.
Are there other districts we should keep an eye on?
Well, the Dearborn one you mentioned is a big one. You've got some other big ones I'll just sort of tick off here. You've got Novi, $185 million. Huron Valley School District in southeast Michigan, $182 million. Hudsonville Public Schools on the west side of the state, that's $140 million. Those are all the ones that I would describe as really substantial. I would also keep an eye out for something like the Plainwell Community Schools. This is in Allegan County on the west side of the state. It's just shy of $50 million, not as big. But there's been, I would say, maybe some anecdotal evidence that bond issues are doing a little better in suburban and more developed communities than rural communities. In general, bond issues, school bond issues do very well. They tend to pass with anywhere from each round of elections, 65-80% of them tend to pass. But at least this year, there's been some signals that maybe they're a little bit less successful in rural areas. So I'll be keeping an eye on that.
Also noticed on Gangwer that you're reporting on the first significant TV ad buy in Michigan's 2020 U.S. Senate campaign, already looking out ahead a year. What's that buy about?
Well, this is a purchase by an outside organization on the conservative side to attack Senator Peters and, by extension, help his Republican challenger, John James. I think clearly what this says is there's a lot of Republican interest in this race. It's probably a rare opportunity in the cycle for the Republicans to try to play offense. There's still sort of this look that, Trump did carry Michigan in 2016, John James has shown he can raise a lot of money, has a really interesting resume, and, Gary Peters, his name recognition is a little bit soft, as is often the case for a first-term U.S. senator. And I think you're seeing, hey, can we move some numbers around here? Could we maybe get his negatives up with an early purchase and put him under some more pressure?
And this million-dollar ad buy is just the tip of the advertising iceberg in the year to come, that's for sure.
Very much so.
Zach Gorchow, Gangwer News Service. It's always great talking with you, Zach. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Cindy.